Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am your host, Brother Jihad Muhaddas. Master Farad Muhammad taught us that the devil's time was up in 2014. In 1986 was the end of the devil's time. And he gave us a grace period for 28 years representing the woman, the she-camel. Now we are in the days of Master Farad Muhammad, the great Mahdi. The second year, Master Farad Muhammad taught us that he can use the 10th planet and Dante to throw firebombs down on any city he chooses. Study the lessons that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad left us. This is the truth. And now we would like to play a tape by our beloved Sister Tilijah. The battle in the sky is near.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, and in the name of his last and greatest messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I greet the listening audience in the greeting words of peace and paradise of Assalamu Alaikum. We thank you once again for tuning in to Muhammad's Talk Radio. Today, we're going to have the subject of the final war, or what is known as the battle in the sky. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us about a great plane called the Mother Plane that was made to destroy this world of evil and wickedness. And many people claimed that they did not believe in the Mother Plane, and they said that they thought it was some type of myth or some type of science fiction that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad made up. Well, as we begin to study a little bit and we look at what Europeans and different governments around the world have been calling UFOs, we know that they have spotted this mothership and they have spotted the smaller planes that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us was on the mothership. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us that this plane was designed here on the earth and that it was a marvelous piece of mechanics and that it could not be duplicated because the minds of the people that made the mothership or the mother plane was more advanced than the scientists of this world. He said, even if they get one to look like it, they couldn't get it up off the ground. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us about these so-called UFOs. And he told us in the last days that we will see them being spotted all over the world in the sky. Because he said that the scientists on that plane had been studying and preparing to take this world of evil out when the right orders came by God himself. When we're in that time of the orders that will be given in a very near future, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad writes about the vision of Ezekiel of the Bible. He says the vision of Ezekiel swirling a wheel in the sky is true if carefully understood. There's a similar wheel in the sky today, which very well answers the description of Ezekiel's vision. This wheel corresponds in a way with the sphere of spheres called the universe. And we say that to mean that all of God's designs correspond to each other. This is the way that we know that it is from God. So in this vast universe, we also know that God is going to use the forces that are available in the universe to also bring this world to an end. The maker of the universe is Allah God, the father of the black nation, which includes the brown, the yellow, and the red people. The great wheel, which many of us see in the sky today, is not so much a wheel as one might think in such terms, but rather a place made like a wheel. The like of this wheel-like plane was never seen before. You cannot build one like it and get the same results. Your brains are limited. This is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad telling this world their brains are limited. If you would make one to look like it, you could not get it off of the earth into outer space. The similar Ezekiel's wheel is a masterpiece of mechanics. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, maybe I should not say the wheel is similar to Ezekiel's vision of a wheel, but Ezekiel's vision of a wheel has become reality. His vision of a wheel includes hints of the great wisdom of Almighty God Allah, that really he is the maker of the universe, and reveals just where and how the decisive battle will take place. It will take place in the sky. When guns and shells took the place of the sword, man's best defense against such weapons was a trench or a ditch in the ground. Poison gas and liquid fire brought the man out of these trenches. Today, he has left the surface for the sky to destroy his enemy by dropping and exploding bombs on each other. All of this was known in the days of Ezekiel, and God revealed it to him that through Ezekiel, we might know what to expect at the end of this world. In other words, as man advanced with his weapons of war, God had already prepared a way for all that he had done, as he called himself becoming the master of war, the master of strategies of war. God was already ahead of him. So as the battle left the ground and went into the sky, so God has a mothership in the sky waiting for them. Many of the so-called scientists of this world have seen it and have reported it and documented it, so that we know that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad just didn't make up something. The mother plane is real. Brothers and sisters, the mother plane is real. And we're putting out this message so that you will stop being hoodwinked and bamboozled by the tricks of this master trickster here on this earth. This master trickster is taking your mind off of God and putting your mind into some false hope that his political world is going to save you. Well, we're here to tell you that his political world is not going to save you. You can vote all day long. the scientists have sealed the doom of America, and America is going to fall. And this is the message that God wants us to give the total world, even the world of the white man. Regardless of how many tricks he can play, he has not outsmarted God, and that's what you should realize. This devil has not outsmarted God. And soon you will see the battle array, and you will be shocked at what you see. So we're trying to tell you to prepare yourself for a battle that has never been witnessed on the planet Earth before, a battle that will end all evil and bring all of the fighting to an end. This is the power of our God, Master Fraud Muhammad, the great Mahdi, who came in person to save us and to prepare a way for us to survive in a new world of righteousness and peace. Well, that's what we're going to see with what is known as the battle in the sky. We forever thank Allah who came in the person of Master Fraud Muhammad for revealing these things to us, that we will not be shocked, or we will not be surprised, or we will not lose hope in thinking that we are just lost and that we have to accept the way that they are setting out the agenda for us. We now know that the originator and his people, the original black people, are supremely wise. We see this with them constantly watching what's going on by these so-called UFOs and the mothership and the small mother plane and the small plane, constantly watching what's happening all over the world. These UFOs have been spotted in every country on the planet Earth. So we know that Allah God and his scientists, the originators, are still there watching the movements of what's going on. Today, we see the white race preparing for the battle in the sky to determine who shall remain and rule this earth, black or white. In the battle between God and the disbelievers, in the last days of Noah, the victor's weapons of war was water. He used fire in the case of Sodom and Gomorrah. In the battle against Pharaoh, he used 10 different weapons, which included fire and water, hail, stones, and great armies of insects of the insect world, and droughts, and finally plagued them with death. The Holy Quran says, the chastisement of Pharaoh was like that which God would use against his enemies in the last days. So we see all of these things happening. We see floods, we see fires, we see hailstones, we see armies of insects attacking, we see fire and drought, as this fire, water, and drought happening all over the United States of America at one time, and tremendous hurricanes and volcanoes erupting. And we're going to even see it on a higher and larger scale as the days wind down. The Holy Quran says, the chastisement of Pharaoh was like that which God would use against the enemies in the last days. Pay attention, brothers and sisters, and do not let this world pull you into their plan, but watch the plan of Allah. Throughout the Bible and the Holy Quran, the teachings on the judgment and destruction of the enemies, fire will be used as the last weapon. Fire. Do we see fire happening all over the world? And on the west coast of America, there's tremendous fires happening every day. The Earth's greatest arms are fire and water. The whole of its atmosphere made up of fire and water and gases. It serves as a protective coat of arms against any fallen fragments from her neighbors. Ezekiel saw wheels in the middle of wheels. This is true. The universe in the universe. It made up the revolving spheres. There are wheels in wheels. The present wheel-shaped plane, known as the mother plane, or the mother of planes, is 1/2 mile by 1/2 mile and is the largest mechanical man-made object in the sky. It is a small human planet made for the purpose of destroying the present world of Allah's enemies. The cost to build such a plane is staggering. The finest brains were used to build it. It is capable of staying in the outer space 6 to 12 months at a time without coming to the Earth's gravity. It carries 1,500 bomber planes with the most deadly explosives, the type used to bring up mountains on the Earth. The very same method is to be used in the destruction of this world. brothers and sisters, pay attention. These things are all true. This is not some science fiction or something made up by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This is in the very, very near future, and it will be a battle in the sky. The bombs that are on these small planes, the bombs are equipped with motors, and the toughest of steel was used in making them. The steel drills, and it takes the bomb into the earth at the depth of 1 mile, and it's time not to explode until it reaches 1 mile into the earth. This explosion produces a mountain 1 mile high. Not one bomb will fall into water. In other words, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is telling you they're not going to make any mistakes. He said these bombs are going to fall on the land and bury that which is known especially as America. That it will bury it, and up under it, it will be the cities and the things that we see today will be no more. They will all fall on cities, as Ezekiel saw and heard in his vision of it on chapter 10, verse 2. The plain is terror. It is seen, but do not think of trying to attack it, white man. That would be suicide. As the pilots on different planes and aircraft have told us that these UFOs, that they can stop and dart in another direction at speeds faster than the speed of light. They tell us that if they try to follow it, the aircraft can take off and go in a whole other direction, 360 degrees, and turn around and go behind them. They have told us that these planes send out rays that can mess up their all of their equipment where they don't even know where they are, whether they ever land on water. It messes up all their electrical transmissions on the plane where they can't even hit traffic controllers, the air traffic controllers. They tell us that these planes are so powerful, so dreadful, that they can fly right in front of a plane and stop in midair. That is something that America, nor in any other country, know that they cannot handle. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is trying to tell us about the power of the most highly supreme God that is a master of whatever side you take him on. He can be the master of peace, or he can be the master of war. But since this world does not want peace, he has to be at this particular time the master of war and one to end all wars. The small circular made planes called flying saucers, which are so much talked of being seen, could be from this mother plane. This is why one of the things in store for the white man's evil world, it was made to destroy his evil world. Believe it or believe it not. This is to warn you and me to fly to our own God and our own people. The battle in the sky. The great decisive battle in the sky. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us. He said, oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And you had better be on the right side when it do. Because Allah is destroying everything and everyone that will not submit to his will at this time. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad writes, he says, there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity. The sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the power of heaven shall be shaken. They see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. St. Luke 21:25-27, Bible. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, you will bear him witness that we are living in such a time as mentioned in the above prophecy. Signs in the sun and in the moon, the phenomenon going on in the sun and its family of planets, testify to the truth that something of a great magnitude is about to happen or about to take place. The final war of the battle between God and the devil is in the sky. Allah God, who has the power over all things, is bringing the power of the sun, the moon, and the stars into display against his enemies. the fire of the sun to scorch and burn men and the vegetation and dry up the waters. The moon will eclipse her light to bring darkness upon man and upon all living things, to disrupt with her waves all air communication. The magnetic power of the moon will bring about such tidal waves of the seas and the oceans as man has never witnessed before. The sea and the waves roar, as men's hearts fail them with fear at the sea, looking upon great tidal waves coming towards them like mountains. You know, we witnessed that in our day and time, and they call it a tsunami. When the people was out there, they was all on the beach having a good old time. All of a sudden, all of the water left the ocean and roared back, roared way, way back. So when the force came back, it knocked down everything in sight. And Allah was showing man that when you least expect it, this is when it shall happen. So it says that great earthquakes never felt before since man was upon the earth will take place, says the Bible and the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran says there will not be one city left that will not be leveled to the ground. Using this force against the enemies of Allah will make it impossible for them to survive. I tell you, brothers and sisters, as we describe to you the things that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is telling us and told us so many years ago that was going to come upon the earth, we say, fly to refuge in the Lord of the Worlds, Master Prophet Muhammad, for you have no other savior. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us, he says, this is all known to this world, but why are they trying to build up a defense against God? It is useless. America has it coming. Look how she has been and still is mistreating her free slaves, the so-called Negroes. The foolish so-called Negroes, preachers, and leaders want social equality with these people, their enemies. The great distress of nations spoken of or prophesied of coming in the above chapter and verses is now going on. Confusion, confusion, confusion all over the Western world today. The devil see the end of their world, and they see the signs of the Son of Man coming in the sky with great power and great glory. The great Ezekiel's wheel and the unity of the Muslim world and the distress of nations. The so-called Negroes must awaken before it is too late. We must wake up, brothers and sisters, before it is too late. They think that the white man's Christianity will save them regardless of what happens, and they are gravely mistaken. They must know that the white man's religion is not from God, nor from Jesus, or any other prophet. It is controlled by the white race and not by Almighty God Allah. The near event draws nigh. There shall be none besides Allah to remove it. Do you wonder at this announcement? And will you laugh and not weep while you sweat and play? So make obeisance to Allah and serve Him. Holy Quran 53. Verses 57, 58, and 59, and 60. Let us remember another Quranic saying. None disputes concerning the communications of Allah God, but those who disbelieve. Therefore, let not their going to and fro in the cities deceive you. The people of Noah and the parties after them rejected the prophets before them, and every nation proposed against their apostle to destroy them. And they disputed by means of falsehood that they might thereby render null the truth. Therefore, I destroyed them. How was then my retribution, and thus the word of your Lord proved true against those who disbelieve, and they are inmates of the fire. Holy Quran, verse 4, Surah 40, verse 4 through 6. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us, this final war between Allah God and the devils is dangerously close. The very least amount of friction can bring it into action within minutes. There is no such thing as getting prepared for this most terrible and dreadful war. They are ready. Preparation for the battle between man and man or nations have been made and carried out on land and water for the past 6,000 years. man has now become very wise and has learned many of the secrets of nature, which makes the old battles of swords and bow and arrows look like child's play. Since 1914, which was the end of the time given to the devil white race to rule the original people, the black nation, man has prepared for a final showdown in the sky. He has made a remarkable advancement in everything pertaining to the dreadful, destructive war in the sky. But Allah God, the best knower of planners, having a perfect knowledge of his enemy, prepared for their destruction long ago, even before they were created. Thanks to Allah, to whom eternal praise is due, who came in the flesh and blood. He has been for more than 70 years making himself ready for the final war. Allah God, we praise. He came to us in person, in the person of Master W.F. Muhammad, the great Mahdi, expected by the Muslims, and the Antichrist, expected by the Antichrist of the devils, under the name of the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, God, Lord, Jehovah, the last Jehovah, and the Christ. These meanings are good and fitting as titles, but the meaning of his name must be, as mentioned in the Holy Quran, Sharif, Surah 22, verse 54, is better. All of these names refer to him. His name, Farad Muhammad, is beautiful in its meaning. He must bring an end to war. And the only way to end war between man and man is to destroy the war makers or the troublemakers. According to the history of the white race of devils, they are guilty of making trouble, causing war amongst the people and themselves ever since they have been on our planet. So the God of righteousness has found them disagreeable to live with on this earth. God does not have to tell us that they are disagreeable to live with in peace. We already know it, for we are the victims of these troublemakers. Allah will fight this war for the sake of his people, the black people, and especially for the American so-called Negroes. As we have said time and time again, we, the so-called American Negroes, will be the lucky ones. We are Allah's choice to give life, and we will be put on top of civilization. The Bible and the Holy Quran tells us that the bottom shall rise to the top. And so in this fulfillment of this prophecy of the bottom rising to the top, it was talking about a people at the bottom of civilization that God would put on top of civilization once and for all after the removal of this wicked and evil world of unrighteousness. According to the history of the prophets of the past, all the rejected enemies and mockers of the people had this same regret when the truth of the message that these prophets delivered was made manifest. Of course, it is going to be a great regret on all sides, because people nowadays do not want to believe that such a thing is going to happen. I don't know what they think when they read the Bible and the Quran and they see where God has destroyed those who would not submit to his will and would not believe. It's histories of him destroying people. But today, as it was in the days of old, people do not believe these things, so they will have a great regret. And the disbelievers hated themselves for rejecting those warnings and prophets of old. The people of Noah showed regret when they saw the flood coming upon them. The people of Sodom and Gomorrah regretted their ignorant acts of disbelief, disbelieving the truth of Abraham and Lot, and wished that they had followed Lot out of the city, and that they had believed before the fire came, so that their city and their lives would not have been destroyed. It was also the regret of Pharaoh and his people for not believing the warning that Moses brought to them from Allah God. When these rejectors of the prophets saw their doom approaching, they said, as the disbelievers say in the 27th verse, that they wished that they had followed the prophet. And so it will be according to the Bible and the Holy Quran, with those whom these particular 25th chapter refers to, who reject the last one in the time we are now living in the resurrection and the judgment. Those are my people, and the weak Orthodox Muslims who reject the plan, the plain truth of Allah, and warning that Allah has revealed to us, the followers of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and that we are teaching to fly to Allah and to His true religion of entire submission to His will and submit to Him immediately. They do not, because of their love for the enemy of Allah, do not believe what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has brought, even though they see it to be the truth, even though they see of the prophecies of which he gave us being fulfilled, even though they saw 22 million black people that no one came to raise up being raised up by a man with a third grade education, and they won't give him credit. He is our messenger, the one that came to us, the so-called Negroes here in the hills of North America. They love the wealth and riches of these people who love not God, the giver of the wealth and the riches that they have been so abundantly blessed with. They wish to remain and enjoy the wealth with these people, as well as the intermarrying and their sports and play. They will say what the former rejected said when they see the chastisement of Allah coming upon them and all their wickedness and evilness and murder. The so-called Negroes of America will also wish they had followed the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and listened to the words of Almighty God Allah. The biting of their hands, as mentioned in the verses, shows intense regret for their mistake of accepting the false friendship of this evil and murderous race. The white American citizens and the Negroes who are today preaching friendship and intermarrying with their 40-year enemy will say these same words, "Oh, woe is me, that would I had not taken such a one for a friend." And they will confess that certainly he leads me astray from the messenger after he had come to me with clear warning and with plain truth. And they will admit that the devil's promise were all false, and he only deceived them in the words given in the same 29th verse, "And the devil ever deserts man." The Honorable Elijah Muhammad wants us to understand that there is a grave consequence for not obeying the messenger. There is a grave consequence for being disobedient after truth has come to you. Again, we say to you, the listening audience, that these so-called UFOs are not unidentified flying objects. The white man knows that it is our God and that it is our scientists there that promise to give them 6,000 years, and after that 6,000 years, they will be destroyed. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad again tells us that the mother plane was made to destroy this world of evil and to show the wisdom and mighty power of the God who came to destroy an old world and set up a new world. The nature of the new world is righteousness. This is why we keep saying, let us get ourselves righteous. We don't care about all the political things and all this past history that people are talking about. It is going to be wiped out. We don't care anything about still trying to fight for someone to give us some type of civil rights when they wouldn't even give us human rights. We now depend upon our God, Master Fry Muhammad, to end it once and for all and to set up a world of righteousness. The nature of the new world cannot be righteousness as long as the unrighteousness or the unrighteous people is in our midst. So therefore, this is the reason why unrighteousness must be removed. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad asked the question, why should God make such a sign of his power to destroy a nation? He says, because this is the final destruction of that people who have opposed God in his purpose and aim for justice and righteousness. Allah God, who came in a person of Master Fuad Muhammad, to whom praise I do forever, has taught us that this plane is capable of reaching a height of 40 miles above the earth. His words could have meant and sign meaning 40 years at which the plane would go into action, and not referring actually to 40 miles. Allah God does not speak one word that does not have meaning. Every word that he speaks has meaning. The mother plane, according to what has been described by the devil scientists, is capable of not only staying up for long periods of time, but it is also capable of eluding the scientists. They want to attack and destroy it, but if the plane did get close enough to attempt to carry out this purpose, it would be destroyed instead. The white man has learned that this is not a plane to be toyed with or played with. Planes come in and out of this plane, the small bomber plane. In the 1930s, when Master Fuad Muhammad was teaching the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad of this mother plane and the small bomber plane, in the 1930s, Canadian newspapers reported that they saw the wheel of the mother plane. It came out of the sky. They admitted that it looked like a great city and that something came down.
Savior came in the person of Master Prophet Muhammad, to whom praise God be forever, and in the name of his last and greatest messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we greet the listening audience in the greeting words of peace and paradise of Islam alaikum. We thank you once again for tuning in to Muhammad's Talk Radio. We are here, servants of Almighty God Allah, delivering a message, and with the permission of God, making it plain so that we can walk into the kingdom of God, a new heaven and a new earth, that we will be partakers of the blessings of Allah and not of the punishment of those things which keep us from being blessed and made pure and perfect by God. We must know our roles as men and women in order to perform our duties as they should be performed according to the law and the will of God. The world has been so turned around that men and women have truly forgotten their roles, and they've forgotten the nature in which God created them in. We're not talking about some type of injustice that one person put upon another, or the man put upon the woman. All of these things are made to look like that by Shaitan, so it will carry people out of their rightful role. God made woman to be the helper and the comforter of a man. He also made woman to be man's field to produce his nation. And he made men to be the maintainers, the elevators, and the protectors of women. Now, there's a lot going on in our world today as these roles have been so completely turned around. And one thing that is going on in the world today is called homosexuality. And what does the Bible say about homosexuality? And what does the Quran say about homosexuality? Because there are those who like to say that the Bible does not condemn homosexuality. Various verses are cited out of context, and these verses are used by people to show that homosexuality is, try to show that homosexuality is not wrong. The world wants to change God's words and meanings into something more suitable to their sinful desires. Nevertheless, the truth stands. The Bible condemns homosexuality as a sin. These verses prove this point. In Leviticus, verse 18:22, it says, "You should not lie with a male as one lies with a female. It is an abomination." Leviticus, verse 20, chapter 20, verse 13. "If there is a man who lies with a male as those who lie with a woman, both of them have committed a detestable act. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood guiltiness is upon them." 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10. "Or do you know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkenness, nor revilers, nor swindlers shall inherit the kingdom of God." In other words, these are the things, the sins that people commit that God is telling you in the Bible that you won't see the next world. You will not see the hereafter. These are not words that we're making up, but these are words that's written in the Bible as instructions to how to live a righteous life. In Romans 1, 26 through 28, "For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions, for their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way also, the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire towards one another, men with men, committing indecent acts and receiving in their person the due penalty of their error. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper." Homosexuality is clearly condemned by the Bible. It goes against the created order of God. It goes against the plan and purpose that God has for a man and a woman. He created Adam and then made a woman. This is what God has ordained, and it is what is right. Unlike other sins, homosexuality has a severe judgment administered by God Himself. This judgment is simple. They are given over to their passion. That means that their hearts are allowed to be hardened by their sins, Romans 1 and 18, and as a result, they can no longer see the error of what they are doing. Without an awareness of their sinfulness, there will be no repentance and trusting in God. And with this no repentance, it leads them straight to hell. They will not be of those who partake the hereafter with God. Without God, they will have no forgiveness. Without forgiveness, there is no salvation. Just because someone is of this sinful nature, it does not mean that we taught them or we try to hurt them or we kill them. It means that we leave that punishment to God. But we have to stand forth in the truth as righteous people and tell that truth. Of course, we will pray for them that maybe they repent and they change and they come back to the order in which God created them. But we do not try to destroy them, because that is not the will of God either. He also said, "Do not take a life that I have not ordained for you to take." So we didn't give that person their life, so we have no right to take that life. But we do speak out the truth and lay out the law that God put down. If we're going to be servants of God and if we're going to be righteous people, we must lay down those laws and tell the rightful role that God laid down in the law for all of His creatures. This is what must happen by the servants of God. Men and women are given different roles by God, but they are equal in the eyesight of God, in their purpose and in their make. And we must understand that God didn't make any mistakes. He made men and women. and he made them perfect in their mate. They complement each other when they work in their perfect nature given to them by God. Their natures or their purpose is different, but the higher nature of righteousness is equal to a man or to a woman. In this epidemic that is going on, where the roles are being switched, where women want to play the role of men and men want to play the role of women, wife wants to be the husband and husband wants to be the wife, we must speak out against this, because it is one of the tools used by Satan to change people's minds completely around from the pure and natural state in which God has created all things and make them act other than their own self. In this world, we must know where we fit in. There are two regions or two domains in this world. The one domain is the home. The other domain is the outside world. In the home, that is the domain given to the woman by God. And it's not to have her up under some type of seclusion, but it is the role in which God gave her, to be a mother and a rearer of the children and a comforter and a helpmate to her husband. She is not supposed to spend 12 to 14 hours working outside the home and leaving the children in the home. The role of building and making and taking care of the home is definitely not a diminishing role. It is a full-time job in and by itself. If women were to do their job in the home, it is a full-time job. It is even longer than the man's job if she is doing her job correctly. It is just as complex as the outside job that the man does. The woman has the role to make sure she upkeeps the family's hygiene, the nutrition, the budgeting, the finance, the decorating of the home, and even the theology that's taught in the home. She is a minister in that home. The home in the Bible is the place that is very much respected by God. Jesus said that heaven is the home to God. They are interchangeable. When a woman is doing her rightful role, she creates a heaven for the man. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us that the only heaven that man will ever know is a woman, that it's not somewhere up in the sky. So the woman has to know her rightful role according to the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, according to the teachings of the Bible, and according to the teachings of the Quran. God lives in our body. His spirit lives in our body. And we take that spirit and we duplicate it in the heaven that we produce in our homes. The home is a place of honor. A woman that stays in her home and rears her children and take care of her husband and keep a clean, nutritious, and hygienic home is the type of woman that knows how to create that heaven. When the woman forsakes the home for the outside jobs and going all out into the world, she puts her family in danger. And we can see this danger all around us today, that the children are losing their lives in the street because there is no mother there nurturing them until they reach the proper stage of good, wholesome thinking and pure adults. The woman, God gave her the purpose and assigned her her role, just as he gave the man his purpose and assigned him his role. In 1 Titus chapter 2, verse 3 through 5, it says, likewise, teach the older woman to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderers, and addicted to wine, but be teachers of that which is good to the younger sisters, that they, to the younger women, that they will love their husbands and their children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be the subject of their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. The woman is to be home-oriented, not home-bound, but home-oriented. Her mind should be fixed on making a home, a heaven, for her family, and especially for her husband, that he will be able to go out into this world, this marketplace of making money and a job, that he could bring home that money and maintain her and elevate her in a position of his home and his castle. This home-oriented role is a major role to God. Paul said in the Bible, the woman is to build the home, and the man is to provide for that home through the participation and work in the outside world. In today's society, though, the home is viewed very low, in a low position when you have to take care of the home. It is viewed as a place to sleep and eat so you can get back up and go back out into the world, the mother and the father. Caring for the home is hard work, just as hard as going into the office, just as hard as working for someone else and satisfying them. Your job, woman, is to be at home and satisfying your family